Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to organizational health and the world of work. I'm your host, Pat Lencioni, joined by Tracy Noble in studio. I'm not going to ask you how you are, Tracy. We stopped doing that. It's hard not to, though. But you look like you're doing wonderfully.
Yes, I am.
We've got regular guest host because Cody is still out with the baby and with Lindsay. Bo Johnson, Bo, don't tell me how you're doing. I don't ask you that anymore. We've got Matt, our engineer here. Karen is here helping us stay on track. And I will ask the question, Bo, what is the topic of today?
Today we're asking this question, what is your posture?
That's right. What is your posture? So here's what we mean by that. You know, when I was a kid, my mom used to always say, sit up straight, mind your posture. And frankly, she was right, you know, but we say this to our son now and he's 16 and he's like, leave me alone. But it matters. Mm-hmm. You know, posture matters for a few different reasons. First of all, you know, it sends a message to others, mm-hmm. whether you intend it to or not. You know, I slouch. My wife is always like, the other day she did something. I just thought of this. I'm standing in the bedroom without my shirt on. I just exercised and I'm watching a football game on TV. She took a picture of me. Can't believe she did this. And she showed it to me. And I was slouching and my tummy was sticking out. And it was really embarrassing. But she cares. And then I said, okay, let me stand up straight. Go take another one. She goes, okay. And I was like, oh my gosh, I look like a different person. And so even though it's easy to say that shouldn't matter, mm-hmm. it does. It sends a message to others. And on top of that, sometimes it's an indication of how we feel about ourselves. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's really an indication. So when we titled this, what is your posture? We want to ask you in your organization, what is the posture that you guys have at work as a group, as a culture? What's your vibe that you're communicating to others, whether you know it or not? Mm-hmm. And this is not about just like being inauthentic and like, stand up straight. Even if you feel miserable, make people think you're happy. This is about knowing that you're indicating something to visitors, to other department people that come in, and to one another, and you need to be aware of that.
So it's almost like you're saying this idea of you want to teach 18-year-olds how to have a handshake and look people in the eye, and you can overcome a lot, actually, as an 18-year-old if you can do that and make eye contact and stand up straight.
Yeah.
And you're saying we can actually do the same thing as an organization where we choose what our posture is, or are you saying, let's evaluate and find out what our posture is?
Yes, both.
Both.
I think the first thing you should do is evaluate it, yes. and understand it, and then say, is this reflecting what we really believe about ourselves and what we want to do? Now, again, I remember when we were talking about this, Matt said, it's not about being inauthentic, like somebody with, you know, like, let's fake it. We're grumpy. Let's make people think we're happy.
That.
No, that's hypocritical and it's ridiculous because it doesn't stick. But let's actually ask ourselves, what are we indicating to others? And do we like that? Mm-hmm. Are we like that? Because this is really about what is our culture saying to other people. Now, almost 2 years ago, we did a podcast about the organizational like realities.
Obliterate your office space.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was more about like how your desks are and where your computers are and sure. what is going on physically. This is a little different. They're certainly related, but this is a little bit more about what you're communicating to others. And what's fun about this is going to be talking about examples, because this is in theory, it's one thing, but there are examples. Okay.
Yeah, and Pat, let me share. We shared this in the Obliterate Your Office Space, but I think it's a good example. We have consultants. Principal consultants, we call them our cousins. Spread all over the world. And occasionally they would come and visit us. And many of them would say they'd come into our office and they would be intimidated. And we'd all be sitting behind our desks looking really busy. And it was confusing for them. And the vibe that we were sending off to them is that, we're too busy for you. We're not really, what we do is we come up with ideas and we're this creative think tank of a company. And we were not giving off that vibe. So we had to look at ourselves and say, oh my gosh, we need to reevaluate this.
Right. And for us, and now I think, and it's totally different now.
Oh yeah.
We have changed our posture in some structural ways in terms of how we work.
Yes.
And in terms of our awareness of what we, if a person walks in our office now, one of the things they say now is it's wild. When you come in, everybody stands up and mm-hmm. comes over and mm-hmm. says hi and says, so what are you here for? And we talk about things mm-hmm. together, and they feel welcome. They feel like we're receiving them into the office. Mm-hmm. And the reason we didn't do it before was because we were all so busy.
Yep.
And we weren't really looking, we didn't know Working Genius at the time. And so we were doing things outside of our areas of genius, and we were putting efficiency and productivity over what we were communicating to others.
Yeah, so here are two things that you can do about your posture. One is the physical environment actually makes a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
About when somebody walks in, what's their first experience? Because your environment impacts people's behavior.
Yes, but what I will say is this, and you're absolutely right, we had an open environment. Mm-hmm. So we had done all the structural physical things, but that was like, so we had the right vertebrae,
yeah,
but we were still slouching. So oftentimes people think, well, look at our office. It's cool. We have a slide and people can bring their dogs to work, but we are super grumpy and closed. We don't talk to each other. There's no joy here. So yes, the physical environment matters, but no, it doesn't do enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were at a really cool office space about a year ago, Pat, you and I were, and the environment was beautiful. The design was neat. But what I remember is every person that we met, the first 15 seconds, they stood up, came around from behind their desk, looked us in the eye. And you could have all the signs in the world that say you're welcome here. That communicated every guest is welcome here. Now, probably it's because you were with us, but you did get the sense that this is genuine to who they are. Is part of their vibe
I remember.
Whatever I'm doing is not as important as the person just walked in the room.
Sure.
Right. I remember I used to go to Nordstrom, and they would, when they bought something, they would literally, they wouldn't hand it to you over the thing. They had a rule, I guess. And it was a rule, and it matched the way they acted too. Mm-hmm. Because if it's just a rule and nobody acts that way, but they would literally walk around the counter and hand it to you.
Yeah.
And thank you. And so again, are the rules important? Yes. Is the structure important? Yes. It has to match what's in your heart and mind at the time as well. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of talking a little bit more about what's in the heart and mind.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense?
It totally makes sense. I'm thinking of another organization that I'm working with right now up in Oregon, and one of their company values is nimble. And the whole space feels nimble. They're actually in an older office building, small little offices. But the sense you get when you walk in the room is like, almost like they're bright-eyed, like, what's going to happen today?
Yeah, so tell me what the signs are, because like you picked that up. That's their that's their posture, their vibe. What were the things that if you can, go back and say, what is it about them that made me think that?
Okay.
Because that's a perfect example. Nimble, and when you said their eyes.
Yeah.
So tell me about it.
So, okay, a couple things I'm thinking about live. One, it felt like every conversation I had was in a hallway. It was rarely like sitting down. It was just, they were just talking live about what was happening. And then when we did have a couple conversations, the sense is that everybody has two erasers and one pen. Like everybody is so open-handed about maybe we need to change what we've been doing and throwing out ideas. And the group is honestly so crazy humble that it allows them to be nimble.
To be nimble, you have to be humble, which we talked about is curious.
Mm-hmm. You know? They also, you know what I'm thinking about? They're such an incredible group. They don't care about titles. I don't think there's anybody's title is like outside their door or sitting on their desk. There's just a sense of everybody can weigh. And I'm not saying nimble is the best culture.
No,
but they
just
communicated that with some of their decisions, behaviors, little things.
Right. Yeah. And your posture should reflect your reality. That's what we're saying about authenticity. It's like, what do you want to be communicating? And if my wife had said to me, hey, Pat, do you want people to think you're a dopey, slouching, chubby old man? Because if so, you're doing a great job. And if I said, yeah, Laura, that's what I want, she'd be like, good on you, Pat. You are communicating exactly what you want. See, but the thing is, oftentimes it's not. Well, Tracy, you and I and all of us here at the table, there's an office that we've gone into a number of times.
Oh, yes.
And it's open. It's like a fishbowl. So it's all windows and it's an open office environment. So structurally, it says, we work together. We are interactive and collaborative. But what's the reality of that place, Tracy?
You walk into that office and no one really looks up. They sort of side-eye you and they're not engaging with one another. It is a very clear vibe like, hey, you guys are bothering us.
Mm. Yeah.
And it is super uncomfortable.
Yeah. And they're a service organization. They're a vendor of ours. And when I walk in there, I feel like they're going, why are you here?
And leave me alone.
Leave us alone.
Yeah.
And then I get the feeling, I think they kind of feel that way about one another.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I would never recommend them. We don't utilize them the way, and it's one of those things. And what I'd like to do is go to the leader and just go, I'd like you to sit here quietly. And this is something I'd like listeners to do in your own organization. Sit there and just observe one day and say, if somebody came in here and had to look at all the cues of how people act, how they talk, the looks on their faces, what they're facing and how they interact. And when a person comes in, what would be the conclusions they would draw about what you believe?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because I think oftentimes the leader sets the tone for it. So you would also have to challenge them on that front as well.
Yes.
Because it's often the leader that's creating that environment.
Yes. And it's contagious, especially from the leader.
Mm-hmm.
The leader is patient zero in the spread of this. And so what I do is I'd say, what does this communicate to you? And then I'd probably say, so what do you do that might be making that?
Yeah, that's
so.
I would be asking your new employees too. Who are the people that are the newest in the organization? Like, what have people told you are the unwritten rules around here?
Right.
Or what is the behavior that you've noticed? Or how did you feel when you walked in on your first day? And we're not saying that sloppy is better or even that relational or super messy is better. You might choose that professional and poised and prepared is your vibe. And that could be great. We work with a legal organization that every Zoom call you're on with them, they've got the mahogany shelves, they're wearing their suits, they are professional, friendly.
But they're friendly, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but and they very much have this contagious vibe of we are fully prepared, fully present, we can be relational and really professional.
Yeah. You know, I remember the first job I had was a big management consulting firm, and everybody had a cube and really low walls. So basically there was just, you'd look out and there'd be a sea of desks. Right. Mm-hmm. You can almost picture the editorial room at a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But the vibe was no smiling and everybody hurrying around. and then after I worked there for a while, I realized, and it was like, you better look busy.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you weren't that busy, it's like, you better walk fast. You better not be smiling, laughing and talking, because the whole posture there was convince everybody else that you're working hard because you're being constantly evaluated and this is a competition.
Yeah. And you wonder, Pat, if that was intentional or not.
You know, and you're exactly right. And I would say that it may have been, but it wasn't effectively.
Sure.
Because like people were spending so much of their time posturing, like leave your coat on your chair when you go home at night so people will walk by you and keep your desk a little bit messy so people would think you're still working. And don't let the lights go off in the bathroom when you take the newspaper in there, because if somebody walks in, they're going to know you were in there for longer than 12 minutes. That happened to me once. I was like, oh no, what do I do? Wow. But anyway, the point here is that actually permeates the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as much about the posture, what it says to the people who work there. And like you said, a new employee where they go, I guess this is how I'm supposed to be.
What I'm hearing you say is that our posture indicates something.
Yes.
And is it what you want to indicate?
Mm. Right.
So to look at it and say, what is it? And then does it communicate what we would hope that it does?
Right.
Does it reinforce our values?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, some people will say, yeah, but what about on Zoom? Because there are still people that are working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And there always have people that work remotely, but there's still people post-COVID, I can't believe, are still working from home.
Mm.
And so how do you deal with that in terms of that? Well, so what do you pick up? Is there posture on Zoom?
Oh, gosh, yeah. And Karen was telling us a story just yesterday about someone she knows, and she's new to the workforce. She says every time she comes on a Zoom call, she's ready to go, you know, bright-eyed, ready to see all of her colleagues, and no one is on the screen. Everyone just has their name in the black squares.
Literally, they don't put their face on there.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's awful.
And it's like, and I bet that one of their values is friendly.
Or not.
Oh, I know. And she also, this poor person sent a note out to her colleagues saying, hey, should we all get together? Some of us work in the same area. Should we just get together socially? And they were like, no.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
But so what are other Zoom things that you see? Like, what are indications on Zoom?
I think that Zoom, for me, I'm type A, like to get to work, like let's get moving. But if I'm in a room with a bunch of people physically, I almost never just dive right into the meeting. But on Zoom, it's more tempting to do that, to be like, okay, we're here. Let's try to get this thing over with and get moving. Mm-hmm. You have to be almost more intentional. Like in a long distance relationship, you have to be more intentional yes. about your words of affirmation. In a Zoom relationship, you have to be more intentional about the vibe you want to create, because the default is going to be toward more two-dimensional, mm-hmm. right? Towards more yeah. business. Let's get this thing done.
Yeah. I think the background matters to me.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. and I mean, I like to see on Zoom that a person, like, well, for me, but this is because we have a very open office environment here, like mm-hmm. open personally, we care about one another. So if I'm on Zoom and somebody has one of those fake backgrounds, mm-hmm. I always feel like, oh, that there is a vibe that I'm getting across, which is you only get this much of me.
That's mm-hmm. right. And that is contagious, because often if one person does it, you're seeing everyone do it. Like, yeah. oh, I guess this is what we're supposed to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And so like when you're on Zoom, I like to, and I like when people walk around the house, go, oh yeah, I got to go do this. And then they're in their kitchen and I'm like, oh, you're fully real. Mm-hmm. Now, if you work in an environment where they say, we don't want that, then okay. Mm. But what is the posture that's going on? And the leader does kind of set the tone, because mm-hmm. boy, if the leader comes on there and you never know anything where they are, and they've got a fake background on there and they're just getting right to the thing, well, pretty much everybody else is going to do that too.
Yep.
We had a Zoom call recently, a couple months ago, and somebody on Zoom just kind of had a furrowed brow, and the lighting wasn't very good. And this is a really friendly, wonderful person.
Tracy and I just thought of something we're going to talk about in a second. Keep okay, going, right. Bo.
So we finished the call, and we had recorded it because there were some people who were unable to watch. And I quick sent this person to Marco Polo and just said, hey, I dare you to go rewatch that Zoom call. And I want you to tell me what you witnessed about yourself and what it communicated.
That is so cool.
I love that.
And he did it and got back to me and he was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. Cause you're not, you know, sometimes we hide our own Zoom or we're
yeah.
seeing mm-hmm. ourselves through the lens of other people, and it communicates something.
That's posture.
Yep.
Yeah. That's posture, almost literally, but in a different way. So we had this guy, Daniel, who worked in our office. He's one of our consultants. Now, wonderful. We love Daniel. But when during COVID, when we were doing most of our stuff on Zoom, he would, I'm going to let you just say it, Tracy.
It looked like he was in the witness protection program. He would sit, position himself in front, in this corner, kind of in front of a window. So the light was behind him and his face was just a shadow. And it was often like his face was just in one of the corners of the Zoom screen. It was so bad.
And
like,
he's
Daniel, we can't see you.
And then he'd make us see him a little bit more. And it's like, are you in prison? There'd be nothing behind him. And he'd be sitting, and he was a very happy guy. But during Zoom calls, it was so depressing. It was like, oh, poor Daniel, you're in jail. He'd laugh. But we need to be aware of those things.
Mm. Yeah.
So here's what I want people to do. I want you literally to walk in your office one day. Or maybe even if you're like Bo and me, because we would do this, is like have a friend come into your office and just have them sit and watch or come in and ask for something and get their impression of what they saw and what it said to them.
Hmm.
And then sit down and talk about it as a team. I think it would be fascinating. I think of my friend Will, and I have so many wonderful friends that I'm shocked listen to the podcast. They're like, hey, I heard your podcast last week. And I said, crap, you're listening to it? I better make sure it's really good, because now I'm going to be embarrassed. And so I think about all of those people, mm-hmm. and I think about, I want them to tell me like, oh my gosh, I did a little audit of my posture and of our team's posture, and here's what we learned about ourselves, and here's how we're going to deal with that.
Hmm. And then we're going to text Laura and she's going to send us those pictures of you in the closet with your shirt off.
Oh, you have to see it. Now, my posture is such that I would show that to you.
Yes, you would.
Yeah. So what is your posture? Think about it. Talk about it. That's the main thing. Talk about what do people see when they come in here? And is it what we want to be conveying to them and to one another? All right. That's it today. What is your posture? Thanks for joining us, everybody. Bo, it's great to have you here. And we will talk to you next time on At the Table. God bless.